The Cincinnati Men's Chorus kicks off the summer concert season with Broadway Our Way. And artistic director Dr. Casey Hayes joins me in the studio. Welcome back.
Hi, Ann. Thank you. It's very nice to be back.
Although the title says a lot, if not all, tell us about what's on the program.
Oh, it's a mess. It's a fun mess. This is certainly the most, I think, ambitiously creative concert that we've put on. It takes some of the numbers that we know very well on Broadway, and we do them our way. Some very old traditional numbers and some very new ones.
Well, give us some examples.
Let's just say you will never hear the Pick a Little, Talk a Little number from Music Man quite the same way.
So Music Man, what are some of the more traditional familiar shows you're going to cover?
Oh, we have selections from Candide, Finian's Rainbow, The Producers, fun Producers.
That's sort of riding the cusp between more established shows and the newer ones. But again, older ones are going to be, so Finian's Rainbow.
Really, with Music Man, that's about as old as we get, the 50s. We don't go much farther back than that. No Carousel.
And then heading into our era, beside The Producers, is on the docket.
Well, we do have a little excerpt from, let's just say, a musical that is reflective of a specific religion that has a literal book.
That has a literal book and has won a couple hundred Tonys.
Absolutely. About everything in the book.
Okay. Anything from, say, Wicked or...
Since we only have an hour and a half, we are limited, but we can say that this is certainly not just a stand up there and sing concert.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Do you have movement and do you have soloists and...
Showgirls aplenty. Yes, we actually do have girls for this one because not all of us are experts in tap.
You did this for your holiday concert. You've brought in dancers from one of the high schools.
We did.
Right?
We brought in some girls from the Lakota schools, East and West. And we love doing that anytime we can incorporate high school, middle school, elementary school students. This is a little bit more intense. So these are actually professional dancers, these girls for the tap number in Springtime for Hitler. The costumes are all there. We have a great costumer by the name of George Serafine, who is a local, let's say, fashion historian and teacher at Cincinnati, who designs a lot of the costumes and makes them. And choreography is done by David Radke, who does a lot of local theater around town. And he does everything from choreographing to simply staging to working with the soloists. And there's a lot of detail in this concert that makes it extremely entertaining.
And you yourself said that this is one of the most demanding and challenging programs you've done in quite some time, which speaks to the group itself. So the group is clearly several notches above when we spoke last time.
The group is about 85 guys now, which is certainly a far cry from their numbers in the past. And they continue to work very, very hard for our mission, for me, for all of us. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that we are not just a chorus of gay men. We have 10% of our membership are straight men who simply believe in our mission of equality and singing for social justice.
I think that's probably the largest the men's chorus has been.
When I came here 4 years ago, they were 30. I don't know what their numbers were before, but I came here after conducting New York City, and we had 220. So I'm used to lots of singers.
And in addition to performing a very ambitious program, you're performing in a new venue.
Well, we're performing in a venue that we've been in before, the Corbett Theater. It's not our home theater. Our home theater is the Mayerson. But the Corbett is, we need the big stage for this. And we have a much bigger instrumental ensemble for this concert. Lots of, like I mentioned, dancing, costumes, lots of guys. We simply can't fit on Mayerson. We love the intimacy of that theater, but we sang with, I think, 72 for the last concert. And we simply cannot put anything else on that stage. At this point, I don't see us ever being able to go back to the Mayerson.
Talk a little bit about the challenges of performing in a larger venue. You do have more space, but then you also have, you know, it's projecting into a larger hall.
It is. We generally, with 85 men, you don't really have problems projecting. It's more about the amplification, and we have some great people that work with us. George Smith at SCPA and Brad, these are guys that know the spaces intimately, and they know exactly what they have to do almost before we even walk in. So with that, it's a blessing. The bigger venue does mean a lot more ticket sales. We try to, particularly to youth groups and youth organizations, offer tickets free if they are interested in attending. And we work with ArtsWave on that, and ArtsWave does a good job of distributing free tickets to local youth and LGBT organizations that otherwise wouldn't be able to come and see us.
One question I didn't ask you earlier is about the arrangements. Are you writing the arrangements?
I've done a couple arrangements on each concert, not this one. This one, most actually of our arrangements are done by one of our singers, who is Dr. Eric Konectis, and he heads the music theory and composition department at Northern Kentucky. He is extremely gifted. I mean, there is nothing this man cannot do. And the speed with which he works is incredible. And he really has a sense for our ensemble. He knows not to do these harmonies, or we can do this and we can split into eight parts here. And he really has a sense for us. And of course, Steve Malloy, who has been around Cincinnati for such a long time. I still use Steve as much as we possibly can. I think we have maybe two or three of his arrangements on the concert this time.
Let me ask you this. Do you have, this is getting a little personal, but do you have a favorite Broadway show?
My favorite Broadway show, without a doubt, is Candide.
And a favorite song from it?
Make Our Garden Grow.
And that's what you're doing?
I didn't say that.
Okay.
They'll just have to see. There's a lot of music in Candide.
Yes, there is. There is quite a bit of music in Candide. And you're going to have an amazing program that goes for an hour and a half with intermission or not?
That does not include intermission. We try to get people out of the school within 2 hours.
And the concerts are Saturday, June the 13th, and Sunday, June the 14th. The Saturday concert is at 8 o'clock, and the Sunday concert is at 3 p.m. It's at SCPA's Corbett Theater, and it features the Cincinnati Men's Chorus singing a program called Broadway Our Way. Thank you so much, Casey Hayes, the artistic director of the Cincinnati Men's Chorus, for joining me.
Thank you very much, Anne. It's a pleasure as always.
For more information, you can visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Anne Ehrenstein.